Caroline. It's time for our weekly check-in with the Mocha Moms. We visit with members of this mother's support group each week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. A 2005 study by the University of Washington's Human Services Policy Center says that 40% of all child care for infants and toddlers is provided by, 40% of all child care for infants and toddlers by someone other than a parent is provided by family, friends, and neighbors. Now, for many, that's the ideal, someone who loves the child almost as much as you do, providing free or low-cost care. But are there still pitfalls that one can avoid when family members are providing child care? To talk about this, I'm joined by regular Mocha Moms, Jolene Ivy, Shelley English-Figaro, and Asra Nomani. Ladies, welcome.
Hey, hello. Michelle.
So, Shelley, you're staying at home now, or so you would have us believe. But when you do find yourself in the position to find somebody to watch over the kids, what are you looking for?
Well, I have stayed at home. I have worked from home, and I've worked outside of the home. Right now I'm working from home. And I think whether you work at home, work outside the home, stay at home, child care is essential for your sanity. Now that break may come in the form of dad, grandma, auntie, someone next door, teenage babysitter, anything, nanny, au pair. So I think that all moms need help no matter what they're doing. Now, in terms of what I'm looking for someone I can trust. Because I have a 2-year-old who's not verbal yet, I need someone who I can really trust because she can't tell me what's going on.
Jolene, you have 5 boys. And before you made the decision to stay home, did you ever utilize any childcare on a regular basis? And if so, what? And how did you decide what to do?
Well, my first experience with looking for childcare was back when my first baby was a baby, was about 9-10 months old, and I was looking to go back to grad school. And I talked to some neighbors, some friends in the area to ask them what they were doing and who they were using. And there's this woman who came highly recommended. So I made an appointment with this woman to go by. She did in-home childcare. And when I got there, I looked around, and the other kids in this woman's care, they just looked depressed to me. I mean, nobody looked happy. And I just didn't like the whole situation there. So just because somebody else recommended her, I didn't think that she was a good choice for my baby. And I went home and told my parents, if I couldn't do any better than that, I wasn't going to grad school. I was going to stay home. And they volunteered to watch my son. So that worked out okay for me. It's definitely important to do your checking and to make sure you choose somebody that, like Shelley says, you can trust, because that's the number one most important person in your life is going to be the person taking care of your family.
And Asra, you've got the family hookup too, as I understand it.
Yeah, I made it happen because 5 years ago when my son was born, I had to make a choice whether I was going to go back to the Wall Street Journal and live in New York City, hire a nanny or have my son in daycare, or go to the school of grandma. In India, my native country, we call him Nani, is the name for a grandmother. So I've always said that my son's daycare person is Nani Nanny. And he loves it. It's a little bit tough on the issue of rules and, you know, routine. I mean, you go to the daycare and they've got their little schedule. You go to grandma's house and you can have breakfast at 8 or you might have it at 10 in our household. And, you know, we went through this issue of, look, Mom, it just doesn't help me out at night when he takes a nap at 4 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of stuff would go back and forth. But it's worked for me. And now that I have to actually go out and put him sometimes in daycare and whatnot, I always look to see how the other kids seem. I walked out of one place because a girl was crying and the school had the philosophy, you know, we never hug, we never nurture. We just let them cry it out, and I couldn't keep him there.
Wow.
Why do you have to have daycare now?
Well, just from time to time, you know, depending on what my parents are doing, just to even give them a break. Because mm-hmm. I realize 9 to 5, taking care of a kid, that's, and I obviously pay them really well.
Well, this raises an important question, which is I think there's this working assumption that having family members are the choice of first resort if you need that break. And what I'm hearing is that sometimes that's not always the best choice. Sometimes, you know, family members are not inclined, as much as they may love the child, are not inclined to follow your rules.
Right. Okay. And you have to definitely decide whether it matters. I mean, and if it matters, and the truth is that's why I ended up taking my son out of nanny-nanny care during the days when I would be gone 9 to 5, because I did want him to have some kind of routine. I did want him to, you know, hang out with the other kids and know how to share and do all the other kind of stuff that you learn in daycare and in preschool.
Well, the other question I have to ask, and I hope it's not too sensitive, is how did Nanny Nani feel about being given this responsibility at this stage of her life? You know, she didn't get a vote.
I know. And so I keep trying to check on that. She says she loves it. Now, that's why I also wanted to give her a break, give her part of her day back. And so far she hasn't, you know, put in her papers quitting the job.
You know, I didn't realize how tough it was on my parents to watch my son until I was at the very end of grad school and I made the announcement that I just found out I was pregnant with our second baby. And my parents just kind of went, oh, they did not look happy. And I said, well, what is it? And they said, oh, we're just so tired. I said, well, I'm not asking you to watch him. But it really is. It's a lot of stress on older people to take care of their grandkids. And we really, those of us who are imposing on them, we have to keep that in mind.
Well, let's talk about that. What are some of the things that you can do to be sure that everybody's comfortable with the arrangements? Do you have like regular check-ins with them? Did you have an agreement? Okay, we'll try this for the semester and then we'll check in months from now and see where we both are.
I feel like I definitely took advantage of the situation. And also, I don't think it makes for great work habits because I was a stay-at-home working mom and would have my son spend the day with grandma. And when one night when I showed up and it was 9 o'clock because I'd worked, you know, through the day and my mom was just exhausted, I realized, okay, whoops, a little bit of exploitation going on here. Going to have a union grievance.
I was going to say, you're like a bad husband, Asra. My goodness. Just so we all know, those traits aren't gender specific.
No, they're not.
A little reminder there. Shelly, yeah.
My mother was very clear with me. She said that she raised me and she wasn't going to raise her grandchildren. So I did not have any kind of grandma option whatsoever.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to our Mocha Moms about the challenge and joy of having family members provide daycare. And I'm joined by our regular Mocha Moms, Jolene Ivy, Shelly English Figaro, and Asra Nomani. Jolene, are there some common sense guidelines that you could recommend when people are helping family members with childcare to keep from causing resentment or to make sure that everybody's still comfortable with the situation?
I guess the obvious things are just to keep the lines of communication open, to be clear about when you need the help and when the other person can expect you to come back, and to stick with that, to not just make the assumption, oh, I have to work late, it's no big deal, I'm just going to stay another 2 hours, they won't mind. That's not fair.
I wonder if it's more common, and we'd have to do some reporting on this to figure out if it's more common within communities of color to have family members taking care of children for whatever reason, either because of their sense that it's expected. You know, that this whole, like, Upper East Side nanny thing with the agency and they come in the starched uniform and all this other stuff. I don't know anybody who lives like that. Do you?
No, I don't.
I don't. And I think that people are making choices to be at least closer to their families for the backup, if not the primary care. And I know that as tips, I mean, what I would definitely suggest is that we try to take off our hats as daughters or sons to our parents and really look at them as, you know, somebody that we have gotten into a contract with, that we got to actually follow up and not take advantage of time and things like this. And if we can compensate them in some way, I mean, my mom, she says, I'm not going to take any money from you. But then what I try to do is get her what she needs, you know, and try to, you know, make sure she has vacations and brought her a bouquet of flowers. So, see, I am a good person.
You're much better than I was.
Uh-huh. Jolene, if you could go back and do it over again, what would you do differently?
I had this bizarre image when I was pregnant with him that I was just going to be home with the baby. I wouldn't have anything to do. And I could do my papers and study for my tests while he played in the corner, which is like, ha, 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 really hysterical now. But I tried to only use my parents to care for him when I was actually in school and not when I was home studying.
Do you think that it would be... Don't laugh, but do you think that it might be feasible even to have a written agreement with family members?
I don't think that's funny at all. I think that makes a whole lot of sense, and I think we would all benefit from that.
And how would you get out of it if you sense it's not working with a family member? How would you?
You should probably have that written into the contract so that they have an out and you have an out.
Jolene Ivey joined us from our NPR New York Bureau. Shelley English Figaro and Ashwin Nomani joined us from our studios in Washington. You can find links to the Mocha Moms at our website, npr.org/tellmemore. Ladies, thanks so much.
Thanks, Michelle.
Bye.